We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
First and goal from the one. They give it to Kyle Williams. Goes into the end zone. Touchdown! Kyle Williams, touchdown! He lined up at the fullback spot and rumbled into the end zone. Kyle Williams scores a touchdown, and everybody falls flat on their back.
There it is, the call of the game, sponsored by Hilbert College. At Hilbert, the community, the feeling, and the values are different. See Hilbert College, see different. Go to hilbert.edu, see different. Kyle Williams, the man of the hour, in studio with us on the John Murphy Show with Donald Jones. I'm just glad I saw you in there and was able to identify during the play-by-play that was you.
It happened pretty fast,
it
right?
It did. You got out there in a hurry, right?
Yeah, I got out there in a hurry and did my part and celebrated and then ran off real fast.
So you did, though.
Just kind of in and out.
He did get up and run off fast.
Well, you know, we are on that time clock, but I think that's actually after that extra point. Mm-hmm. I couldn't really remember, so I said I better get off real fast because I'm not part of the next play either way.
Let's start from the back and let's start from the end of it and work back a little bit. The celebration had to be choreographed. Don't tell me you didn't.
You know, it's crazy. Everybody that I've spoken with over the last 48 hours has asked me about that. Totally unplanned. We're jumping up and down, and you're like, what are we doing? We're like, and then it's just like, let's do a bomb. Let's just throw it up. And like, yeah, let's do it. And it was kind of all of us, and we're like, yeah, that's a great idea. And we did it, and it looked very planned. But honestly, it was totally spontaneous and organic. It was awesome. We just had a great time with it.
Is that your first NFL touchdown?
First obviously. NFL touchdown.
College?
No, I didn't score in college either. Since high school is my
first
touchdown.
Since high school. So, did you ever imagine a celebration or something you would do when you scored?
You know, all I was trying to do was not get a 15-yard penalty, and B, get fined. So, you know, that's but luckily it happens in a year where they're allowing you to celebrate.
Yeah.
You know, so because beforehand I would have had to celebrate because I would just had to eat whatever came my way with fines or penalty. But you know, luckily we're in a year where you know they're a little bit more lenient on it, and we got to enjoy it and we had a good time with it.
Not only your first, was that your first touch on offense in the NFL?
Yes, okay. Yes. Like I said, we've run some plays during games and in practice where maybe I'm a receiver, maybe I'm a blocker over the years. I've gotten into the game, but really never touched the ball.
How much fun was it? What did you think?
It all happened so fast, really. You know, it's, hey, Jumbo Kyle. I'm like, oh, here we go, you know. And literally on my mind, all I could think about was, well, A, I can't hear Tyrod's cadence, so I have to watch the ball for movement. And then I said, okay, well, don't screw it up because they put something in specifically for you, and you're the one that screws it up. You're not going to get another
never
chance.
You're never going to get another chance.
So, you know, just make sure we had a clean handoff and ball
security. I was just about to say the handoff was something you had to be thinking about.
Yeah, we practiced it once this week. It was clean. I've taken handoffs a long time ago, done it before. So, you know, I was pretty comfortable with it. And we saw something they were doing on goal line. We thought it would be a good play. It ends up working out. And, you know, it's not that hard to get the ball at about the two for me and just kind of fall. You know, and that's what I did, just kind of fell in.
Much more to that game than your touchdown, although the touchdown was pretty cool. But you guys did a pretty good job throughout most of the game shutting down Miami. Were you surprised they lifted Cutler after one series? Did you see that coming?
You know, that's talked about him playing a little bit, and you know, so we were prepared for him to play maybe the whole game, maybe it was a half. We weren't sure, we didn't know. And when he came in, we kind of had to shift gears on some things because of his scrambling and his mobility and some different things like that. But you know, all in all, going down and getting a win was a good thing for us. And you know, we let one run get out. That's really my fault. I over pursued it. You know, he runs a draw into the line. I get off the block and try to go help, and he runs in the line and then bounces it all the way back and runs for, you know, 30 yards or whatever it was on the second or third series. So other than that, all in all, it's a good day.
Yeah, I saw you looking up at the scoreboard trying to watch the replay after that play happened. Like, oh, man, I know I messed that up.
Yeah, no, that was my fault. I knew it too. Because, yeah, I hit the guy, and, you know, he commits to the line. You know, he's always caught pointing no return. So you're watching the guy, and I'm like – and you know, I mean, played at the play a thousand times. Like, well, he's pointed no return, and I cross the guard, and he just kind of runs into a wall of defenders and just kind of winds it all the way back, which usually doesn't happen. But, you know, ran right through where, you know, I typically would be. So, yeah, it was I knew exactly what it was, but like I said, all's well that ends well, and to get the win and to enjoy that day was awesome.
So the Bills win, Kyle. You win by six. I had the sensation up in the radio booth, like, now what? I don't know what to do with myself. It must have been even worse for you guys down in the locker room for, what, 10, 15 minutes after your game ended? Just uncertain, right?
Well, luckily my family was there,
right?
And I went and got my two older sons.
You went down to the end zone.
I went down to the end zone to see them, and, you know, I didn't know – you know, typically when you go on away games, your security's a little different. Things are a little bit tighter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And luckily the sheriff there was like, hey, if you want to bring your two boys down, I'll let you bring them down.
Cool.
I'm like, great. So I brought my two older sons down, and we played on the field, and I had a couple of on-the-field interviews and did those, and they ran around a little bit. So I didn't have to watch the last 8 minutes of the game. I kind of walked in at, you know, a minute 20 left, kind of right in crunch time. So I was really only on pins and needles for a few minutes, where everybody else was in there quite a bit longer than I was.
You know, I know you guys are focused on your game, but then after your game is over and there's still another, you know, 10 to 15 minutes of the other game that you're watching, at what point do you actually know the score of the other game?
When we came in the locker room, you didn't see much of it during the game, mm-hmm. you know, down in Miami on the scoreboards or anything like that. So I really had no idea what was going on until I came in the locker room, and we had it on a TV in the locker room.
Mm-hmm. So the Bengals are looking at 4th and 12. At that point, yeah. In your mind, are you thinking, all right, we did our part, we've done the best we can here, and I know how this ends?
You know, you're just hoping against hope at that point. And, you know, I'm in there with my boys, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to be grateful in this situation. You know, we're either going to be celebrating a winning season or we're going to be celebrating the playoffs. And, you know, the celebration obviously wouldn't have been the same, and the feeling wouldn't have been the same if they hadn't converted and gotten that touchdown. But, you know, in that situation, I was just, you know, just trying to be grateful and soak it in with my boys and my teammates and enjoy it. And then obviously the way it worked out, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything more.
You were emotional, clearly, and many of us were, but you were especially with your sons right there in the locker room with you.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, you go 12 years and you're after one thing, and, you know, you haven't been able to get there, or you haven't been able to win it. And now with the first opportunity to achieve that ultimate goal that you have, I mean, it's emotional. You know, I think about all the teammates I've had. I think about all my teammates I have now. I think about recovering from surgeries. There's just so many things that I'm thankful for, and I'm thankful that, you know, we're able to, you know, hang in and be here when it happened.
And you addressed the team after that. I think we have a little bit of that speech, Kyle Williams talking to the team.
Yeah, you know,
you're
going to play it.
Yeah, I think we're going to play it. you typically talk a lot after games, right?
Sometimes, you know, a lot of times coach will do it, and, you know, and then sometimes he kicks it to me and sometimes he doesn't. I mean, either way, most of my talking is done through the week and, you know, and before a game. But, you know, in that moment, you know, I just wanted to be short and sweet and let get back to and enjoying it, and let them know that, you know, who they were and how we got here. And it's just been such a great run. You know, nobody gave us a chance. Nobody expected us to do much except for the guys in that locker room. And that just shows that's the most important thing.
Let's listen to it. Kyle Williams talking to the Bills after Cincinnati won their game and the Bills had clinched.
Hey, man. Not us, right? Not us.
Yeah, not us.
Not us. Let's tank it, man. Let's just be done with it. You don't know anything about heart. You don't know anything about work. Huh? That's who we are. That's who we love. These boys are going to enjoy it with their dad. They knew what was coming. They wanted to come celebrate with us. Hey, man. Coach and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. This is a start. This is not a finish. This is a start. All right? Let's stay on it. Let's stay on our standard every day, and let's go mm-hmm. make some noise now. Let's go.
Let's go make a run.
No more, man.
Bills on three. 1, 2, 3, Bills!
You know, it's good to hear you say this is a start and not a finish, because Murph and I were just talking about how they're probably – you look at the expectations and people were saying you need to tank the season, and now you made it into the season. There are still probably people who think, man, all right, they made it into the playoffs, they ended the drought. I'm good with that, even if they go and
I don't
lose.
Know. Who thinks that? You think any, you know these fans. You think any fans right now are saying, good, I'm done, they made the playoffs?
You know, I don't know. I here's my thing. I try not to wrap my mind around what anybody else thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's fans who – our fans are the best in the league, whether it's media, whether it's my mom or my dad, God love them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I try to stay about my business and keep our team focused on what we're doing. And a little bit what I shared there was when Coach and I talked about it. We had kind of talked about earlier of how to communicate to the team, like, not to carry the burden of this playoff drought because a lot of these guys were 5-17 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't been here through all of that. This is a new team. It's a new opportunity. And just trying to figure out the best way mentally to approach it with the team, me from a leader standpoint, of how to keep pushing and not worrying about that. And he was asking about me. He goes, if anybody here kind of carries that, I would think it would maybe you. I said, be honest with you. I said, getting into the playoffs is not my goal. I don't get up in March and, you know, like I said earlier, recover from surgeries and do all these things so I can say, hey, you know what? We did it. I get to stay in Buffalo for 6 more days and go play one game, and then I get to go home. That's not what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the goal is to be a champion. The goal is to be a world champion. And just so happens to be this is the first time I've really, truly had that opportunity.
Yeah.
So I'm going to relish it and give it my all, preparation and play-wise.
Now, this is the first time you get this opportunity. Even a guy like Eric Wood, there are a lot of young guys on this team. This is a different level now. You're in the playoffs. It's the intensity steps up a bit. It's one and you're done. So how do you keep those guys and make sure that this level isn't too big for them?
Well, I think we're gonna stay true to our standard and what we do. We're gonna prepare the best way we can. We're gonna prepare fast. We're gonna demand a lot of each other and talk about details. And you know, when the emotion of the game on Sunday comes along, these guys have done it before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know what the game is like. The field's still the same size. You know, we still play with 11 guys. The ball's still the same shape. You know, so you know, there's more build up to it, as you know, like whether it's playoffs, whether it's talk about certain players, whether somebody gives somebody bulletin board material, all of that is build up until they kick the ball off and somebody gets hit, and then all of that's gone by the wayside. So we all know how to play football, and we'll be prepared.
That is to come, but I know Bills fans, many of them still relishing what went on Sunday night, and I'm sure you are too. I mean, the whole atmosphere, the plane ride home, the reception at the Buffalo Airport. You've got another game to play, but these are historic and kind of milestone moments for you, I would think, in the franchise right now.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm not making light of that. I mean, we obviously enjoyed it on the plane together, and not just players. The great thing is, I mean, it was a whole organization. I mean, we're enjoying it, and then you get back and you see these guys and these fans who I've talked about, you know, at length, who you can't say enough about. It was awesome. I was scared I was going to hit somebody going through that tunnel. You know, but it was just great. But at the same time, I understand, and I think our football team understands why we've gotten here. And, you know, Coach talks about the process, and everybody wants to make jokes about it, you know, about, you know, hashtag the process and air quote it and all that. But it's a reality. The reality is our preparation has given us an opportunity to be in the postseason, get here. And I would think knowing our football team and knowing our men, that their preparation is going to be on point. The energy and the intensity this week is going to be high.
Congratulations. I know you've done a ton of interviews the last couple of days. Thanks for making time for us.
You got it. Anytime. It.